being asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested. Don't argue. Don't resist. Don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this ninth day of September. Boy, we're already into September. The kids are in school. Before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving and then the Christmas holidays. Oh, my gosh, this year is just flying by. Tell you what, let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. I was very impressed with Ken Blackwell. He knows his stuff. You want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin with J.D. J.D., you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I want to thank you for bringing him on. I've followed him for a long time, and he's a sober judge of what's going on. And that's why your show, I think, is getting better and better by bringing people like him on your show. I think the consensus before Roe versus Wade Supreme Court was in the 60s, as far as seats that we would take over. That sort of got chopped up after that decision. And I think Biden countermanded that decision by giving the $20,000 to kids. And I think they've only lost about 25% of the enthusiasm. So I'm hoping he's correct. I believe he knows what he's talking about. And that was my initial thinking, that about 65, 70 seats would change hands. And if Biden didn't put the $20,000 for kids that are getting paid more than kids that didn't go to college, it might have worked. They might have not got that many seats. But Ken knows what he's talking about, and I thank you for bringing him on.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. That's J.D. I believe we will pick up seats in the House. And I also think that when push comes to shove, we will probably take control of the United States Senate. I pray that we do, giving Biden the option of nominating anybody he wants for the U.S. Supreme Court is kind of a scary thing, because we've got some senior justices on the Supreme Court. This is going to be interesting. Coming up on the other side, a major event in our community. If you care about assisting seniors, and in the heat and everything that we've experienced. By the way, it was nicer this morning when I walked. It was 88 degrees when I walked, and that's a lot better than 95 degrees where it's been over the course of the last week or so, 10 days. But as far as assisting seniors, we're going to find out about an organization that does just that. And they're doing a major fundraiser coming up. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Oh, and also Ainsley Earhart was on with Hannity last night. And the next 10 days in the UK, I mean, it's no accident that everything we've seen on cable news over the course of the last 24 hours has been about the Queen and the death of Queen Elizabeth II, and the ascension of Charles III. This is something that is prescribed in custom in the UK, and it's really impressive. But it's the same way every time. It doesn't really vary all that much. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. And I'll let you hear from Ainsley Earhart. How the next 10 days are tightly scripted, and we've known about this for decades. We knew how it would end with Queen Elizabeth and eventually King Charles III. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Boop.
KMCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out our conditions on area freeways, watch for a crash in the northeast area of Clark County. Interstate 15 northbound, that's at Falcon Ridge in Mesquite. A lot of congestion right now on the Southern Beltway as well. 215 westbound, that's at Valley Verde. We're seeing some slow flows as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Slow flows there northbound 15 at Tropicana, south at Oakey. Remember, there's no HOV lane availability between Tropicana and Warm Springs on Interstate 15. And that project, hopefully, we'll keep our fingers crossed, should be completed late next week.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Raiders set to kick off the season this Sunday on the road visiting the Chargers. The Raiders aren't fully healthy heading into the game, according to this week's injury report. The Rams opened up the NFL season last night, falling 31-10 at home against Buffalo. Rough night for Matthew Stafford. He got picked off three times and sacked seven times. Light day around baseball on Thursday. The Giants got swept in a doubleheader, falling 2-1 and 4-2 at Milwaukee. The Giants slide a half game behind Arizona into fourth place in the National League West. The A's got thumped at home 14-2, the final against the White Sox. Chicago out hit Oakland 21-6. The Dodgers and Padres begin a big series tonight in San Diego. 1-2 ready Dustin May starts for Los Angeles. 5-6 ready Mike Clevenger for the Padres. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A great event is coming to our community in early October. This is a fun one. This is one of those deals where they put the fun back in fundraising, and I always love events like this. Patty Duffy joining us, Director of Community Outreach for the Foundation Assisting Seniors. Patty, first of all, thanks for joining us. Before we get too deep in the weeds, let people know what it is that you do at the Foundation Assisting Seniors.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you having us. Well, for 20 years, we've been assisting seniors and veterans with our durable medical equipment loan program, our wellness check program. We perform light home maintenance, and we're really an advocate for seniors 50 plus. You know, 70 is the new 50 now. And we've been doing this for 20 years strictly as a nonprofit corporation. So we work all on generous donations from the public, sponsorships, and fundraisers like the one we're going to talk about today.
Well, and this is the third annual gala, and it's called Lights, Camera, Action. The deal is that, and people I've talked to that went to one of the first two say that it's a lot of fun. I mean, that you guys know how to throw a party.
Well, we hope so. We've got a lot of people been working very hard on it for months and months.
Tell me what is going to be happening on the 8th of October. This is going to be the M Resort, 5 p.m., but talk a little bit about some of the activities surrounding the gala.
We are so thrilled. We always have a great reception and a silent auction to begin with, and we have lots of great items on that silent auction. Our Mayor Carolyn Goodman is our honorary chair this year, and we do actually have a live auction as well, and the auctioneer this year will be Nate Tannenbaum.
Oh, my gosh, I love Nate. I love Nate.
Oh, he's terrific.
I used to work with him. I used to work with him. Now, you've got some amazing auction highlights, including one of my favorite country artists of all time, some George Strait memorabilia. You got a ton of stuff.
We do, and we've been so fortunate that people have donated these terrific items. Besides the George Strait memorabilia, we have Raiders items. We have a Golden Knights ride on a Zamboni and a signed hockey stick signed by Jack Eichel.
Oh, my gosh, that's dynamite.
We've got trips, too, some really luxury trips. One is a three-night private vineyard villa in Sonoma with a private winery tour and picnic. We've got a Hilton Head luxury condo trip that we'll be auctioning off. We've got seven nights on the Big Island in a penthouse condo. We've got a trip to Puerto Vallarta. We have personal chef dinners that we'll be auctioning off, jewelry, artwork, and all sorts of other goodies.
Talk a little bit about tickets and how people can get tickets to this amazing event. And again, people have time to get organized. It's October the 8th, the M Resort, 5 o'clock. But talk a little bit about the ticket situation and how folks can be a part of this.
Yes, we do have tickets online at foundationassistingseniors.org. They can just go online and purchase them there. Or if they want to walk into our office, they can just simply bring in their check or their cash to the office. We are located up in Henderson, right off of Reunion and Anthem Parkway. And many people do walk in anyway to pick up equipment that they might need, walkers or wheelchairs or canes or shower chairs. And so many people are familiar with where we're located up there.
I want to ask you about the need for seniors. You know, coming out of a pandemic and now an economic downturn, I imagine the need is greater than ever.
You know, it's exponential, Kevin, because not only the pandemic, but just things that are occurring in the world today, people are, you know, they're pretty active, 50 plus. So they're having knee surgeries and hip replacements and playing pickleball and all that. And then there are other seniors who are really staying home all the time. They aren't going out in big crowds. And so they really need help around the house with anything like the items that I've mentioned or simply a wellness check. Our How Are You program calls people automatically on a daily basis to check on their welfare. They simply press the number 5 on their phone saying, I'm okay. And if they're not okay, we make two more successive calls before human beings then get involved and call to make a wellness check. This program, since its inception, has saved 12 lives of people who had got incapacitated, fell in their homes, couldn't get to the phone. And so we are very proud of this program, and it is nationwide.
One more time, give the specifics of the event, the ticket situation, and how folks can reach out to you.
Yes, it's the third annual gala. It is at 5 p.m. at the M Resort on Saturday, October 8th. And tickets are available at our office, which is 2518 Anthem Village Drive, Suite 102, or online at foundationassistingseniors.org.
Patty, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I love fundraisers where we put the fun back in fundraiser. And correct me if I'm wrong, this is your major fundraiser of the year, am I right?
It is, and we are extremely excited. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to roll out the red carpet for our sponsors and our guests, so I hope to see a lot of your listeners there.
That'll be great. Thank you, Patty. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. We appreciate you.
Patty Duffy, the Director of Community Outreach for the Foundation Assisting Seniors. Google it. Check it out. It's really cool. Stay where you are. Coming up, Ainsley Earhart runs down what's going on for the next 10 days following the death of Queen Elizabeth II. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Oh, and plus, we're going to talk about some changes in Major League Baseball. They are coming, and they're coming next year, next season, less than a year from now. Stay where you are. More to do on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Oh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com code QUOTE.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, King Charles III has renewed the Queen's pledge of, quote, lifelong service, unquote. What is going on now, and there was a service earlier today that you probably saw on all the cable news channels. Everybody and their brother carried it. And Ainsley Earhart, this is Ainsley Earhart. She was on with Hannity last night. She did some of the, she has done Royals coverage before. And she said that the next 10 days in the UK have been planned and have been planned for decades, I guess. She was in power for over 70 years. So this, they've known that this was coming. They just didn't know when. This was Ainsley Earhart, though, last night on Hannity, kind of running down the schedule over the course of the 10 days.
Ainsley, you, Piers, and Martha did the coverage for the Platinum Jubilee for the channel. And what really amazed me today, she took the throne at the age of 25. She is died now at 96. And from the very first day she became queen, they were planning for this day. And this now, there's a whole series of events that'll happen. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's a 10-day process, and they've been planning this. They planned this when, you know, every single king or queen has ever existed. Here's what will happen next. Day one, obviously, everyone is notified. Prime Minister was notified first. And then the new king is officially named immediately when she dies. All flags are flown at half staff. And then King Charles is supposed to address the nation on TV. Whether that will happen tonight, probably not, because it's late in the UK, probably tomorrow. Then on day three and four, King Charles will set off on his first UK tour as king, and then London will prepare for her funeral with rehearsals. Day five, the procession from Buckingham Palace to the Houses of Parliament, and then she will lie in state for 3 days, and the public will be able to pay respects and to go and visit. Day six through nine, King Charles will visit the Welsh Parliament, and there will be a service at a cathedral, and then day 10 is the funeral, and if you look at the dates, that would be next Saturday, so next weekend, probably the funeral. It'll be a day of mourning, a two-minute moment of silence over all of Britain, the funeral at Westminster Abbey, and then the committal service at the St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, which is about an hour outside of London, and then buried King George IV Memorial Chapel, Sean.
So there you have it, kind of a rundown of the schedule that is going to, and by the way, the cable news people, Jake Tapper, by the way, yesterday was in London. So they must have gotten word that the Queen had deteriorated, her health had deteriorated, and all of a sudden we have all these anchors and all these network personalities that are flooding London and the UK, Balmoral Castle and all kinds of different venues. It's kind of weird. The whole world is gathering around. And by the way, the White House is planning on President Biden making the trip to the UK. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to take it just slightly early. But I want to make sure we get some of this stuff in that's really good, including major changes in Major League Baseball beginning next season. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Be honest with me. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants, even sporting events or concerts? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me, not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. I knew I had to do something. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com.
Progressive Democratic leadership is failing Nevada. Our unemployment rate is the highest in the country as businesses have been destroyed. Our education system is ranked as one of the worst in the country, but the Democrats still block every effort to change it, and progressive policies have led to increased crime. Look, these things will never change if Republicans aren't elected to the Nevada Senate in November. We have great people running that are committed to returning sanity to the state. Please take the first step on the new path for Nevada by voting for the Republican candidates for state Senate, paid for by Integrity Growth and Opportunity Pack.
You know what we care about the most here at Jeep Only? We care about our customers. We want our customers to have the best experience of their lives. 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokees for $499. I mean, that's crazy, right? $499 a month? And we have so many used cars, forget about it. So when you go to Jeep Only at 5255 West Sahara Avenue, you know what you're going to say? Hey, Timur sent me. I want my deal. I want my deal right now. Who sent you? Timur sent me. All right, perfect. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your family now? Get the legal help you want when you need it most, right now.
Lerner and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday. It is September 9th. And, of course, we're coming towards the end of the Major League Baseball season. That means a lot of folks are already looking ahead to 2023. Major League Baseball is looking ahead to 2023 with, like the song says, changes. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story. Some of these are major, major changes that fans, Major League Baseball fans, we'll see immediately. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, you've been following this. Let's begin with the pitch clock, which I think I got to see how it works, because it doesn't seem – there are a lot of guys that tug on gloves. I mean, they've got a routine when they're at the plate. And after every pitch, they tighten up the batting glove. It's awful.
It really is, and that's been one of the biggest complaints that the modern-day fan has with the pace of baseball, is it just takes too long to go between pitches. So the committee that they've put together here, Kevin, it was made up of four current players, six members which were appointed by Major League Baseball, and one umpire to get the blue involved here too. But the pitch timer – this is big. They've been working on this in the minor leagues for a couple of years now, but it's going to be a 30-second timer between batters, and that is